And then if you wanna, oh shit, oh, I was about to say. The little velocity change, that shit hard. I didn't start with the 808s and then fuck with the kicks. That bitch crazy. Oh, wait, hold on.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no cap. I'm thinking we damn near should take the drums out. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
Hold on.
No, that bitch crazy, yo, for real. Ooh, shit.
What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, aka Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is episode 57.
Correct.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We got a good podcast out the way already.
Yeah, we did film another one. Shout out, bro, last week. Let us know how you felt about it.
Yeah. Today, we got a special guest. Been trying to get this one in the works for a minute.
Another Downriver boy.
Mm-hmm. One of the hardest producers in Michigan. The man that made it possible for me to cook up in this room, in this very room. Today we got TJ. What's good, bro? Thank you for coming on.
It's a word, man. I appreciate y'all for having me on, bro.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
Well, to jump into it, you know, tell me a little bit about, like, your upbringing, what you're doing as a kid. I mean, I'd say, like, I know for the most part, but, like, for the people watching that don't know, you know, what were you doing as a kid? What were some of your hobbies before music came into the picture?
Yeah, so I grew up in Romulus, but I went to Woodhaven, played sports, you know, I had a close family. I just hung out with friends, just did the shit that, you know, every other teenager just did, you know. I didn't really pick up music until around college time when COVID hit.
Where'd you go to school?
So I went to Henry Ford at first, and then my boy Tony convinced me to move up to Mount Pleasant. I was about to go up to Central. But when COVID hit, everything went all, you know, online. Wasn't fucking with the shit, so I said, you know, we gotta make some shit work. So, you know, that's when I turned to music.
Yeah. So, well, go ahead. You're about to say something.
Yeah, I've never said this on here. I'm gonna ask you because you, like I said, Downriver guy. I don't feel like this is like this in other areas. How come do you guys think that, like, Downriver had so many guys that wanted to make music and actually weren't, like, there wasn't. There
was, why was it so common?
There was a lot of guys that were making good music from our area.
Yeah.
Like, consider whether it was Flat Rock, whether it was Carlson, whether it was Woodhaven, whether it was Wyandotte, you know, whoever. They around our area were a lot of talented dudes. Do you think there's, like, a specific reason? Or, like, do you think it was just, like, the time period we grew up in and what we were listening to?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, it is a lot of talented people downriver. With music, you know, with sports, all of that, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that's really talented. It's just, you know, we all, you know, probably grew up in the same place, you know, went to the same parties, listened to the same music, you know. It's a lot of people that got a good ear for music, but it's kind of like I just tie it in with sports, you know. A lot of times, you know, we just don't have that platform or at one person to put you somewhere, you know, in some rooms that you might need to be in to get to the next level. But it's for sure, you know, it's a lot of good Downriver, you know, rappers, artists, producers, and, you know, I tapped in with some. It's cool people, too. It's just, you know, I just feel like it's just how we brought up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You kind of said how COVID, like, motivated you to turn to beats, but, like, why music? Like, what inspired it to be beats?
Yeah, so, see, my thing was, is, like, you know, growing up, you could kind of point a memory to, like, a song, right? So, like, for example, you know, when I was a kid, every time I listened to, like, Heartless by Kanye West, I could always point to, like, a specific memory in my childhood, you know? or like Summer 16, you could always point to a couple of songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. Summer 16.
Seven years ago.
Yeah.
Kids nowadays will never understand Summer 16.
Seven years ago. Dog.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's like now that we all, you know, getting older now, you know. Sometimes, you know, you might not be able to have as many opportunities, you know, whether it's going to parties or just able to, you know, make those memories that you had as a kid or a teenager. So, you know, I kind of wanted to just, you know, make something to where I could kind of look back and point my memories to this. And, you know, I always was a fan of music. And I don't know why, but like, you know, listening to songs, even when I was a kid, I always listen to a beat rather than the lyrics for some reason.
Bro.
That was just me.
Oh my God.
4 minutes ago, but well, last week. Watching.
We had this exact conversation. We were talking about there's like certain artists, like there's artists that are like the really lyric listeners and there's people that have that ear that are listening to lyrics and then there's those people that just hear the beat.
Yeah.
And that's fucking, that's the producer vibe.
That makes sense. Facts,
yeah, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. It's crazy though, but that's kind of, you know, and I have my boy Samaje, he was making beats first, and I saw him, you know, posting some stuff on like Snapchat of his beats and stuff. I'm like, man, that shit look kind of cool, you know. The quarantine money was coming in. I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
Hey, don't get it fucked up.
I'm not gonna cap. You know, the quarantine money was coming in. I'm like, shit, I might as well make a move right now. That, you know, now we all just sitting down in the crib. You know? Just try to see if I could, you know, take this shit somewhere. If I don't, it's all good, you know, because I enjoyed every second of it ever since I started, so.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of it. How often are you cooking up?
Man, like, I cook up every
day.
Every day. It's kind of like a situation now to where it's kind of just like a habit, you know. I just get home after a long day and, you know, I got, you know, my speakers and my laptop in my room just looking at it. It's like I'm not gonna make beats, you know.
Right, yeah, right.
And so yeah, probably like every day for real.
Damn.
Yeah.
There was something I wanted to bounce off with that. Oh, were there any, like, obviously you said your friend, but like other producers, like main industry producers that were like inspiring you as well?
Yeah, and it's cool because I got to meet some as time went on. So I'd probably say the first one, I'd say the one that like kind of brought me into like wanting to make beats was Weezy out of here.
Really?
You know, tough. you heard, you know, like the songs like Hot.
Yeah.
You know, you heard, you know, Ski. You heard,
you know,
all the
Gunna
shit.
You know, Weezy, yeah.
And you know, like them times where you just be, you know, in the car, you know, smoking. You will hear that one thing in the beat.
Yeah.
And then you just like, man, he a tough motherfucker for real. You know, like that was him. So. But other producers like, you know, Helluva, Lee Choppin, he a hard producer out of Michigan. Shit like, you know, Metro. It's a whole bunch for real.
Yeah, and while we're speaking on something like that, I kinda wanna jump into how you started networking with Tay B. I mean, I know, but like I said, for the people that are watching or that don't know, you know, how'd you get in touch with him and get that relationship going? Because you guys been full steam ahead, bro. You guys been locked in, bro.
Yeah, we've been making some shit. It was about like a couple years ago. I went out to a club. I usually don't even go to a club for real, especially like not in the setting I was in, but I was with my boy Trayshawn and Stu, and they locked in with everybody in the city, you know. So we had a section, Tay B had this section next to us, and I told Trayshawn, I said, hey, ask Tay B, like, just come and introduce me, you know, just so I could just meet him, you know.
Real
so,
quick, how long are you into making beats at this point?
This was, what, my third year? So I started, like, early 2020. This is probably, like, early 2023, so about a year and a half ago. But, yeah, I told Trayshawn just to introduce me real quick. So he told Tay B who I was. I dapped him up. I told him I got some beats for him. He put his number in my phone, and ever since then, I just sent him beats. Shit, and it wasn't probably till, like, a month later, like 100 beats later, to where he like texted back, you know, because at first I'm thinking like, oh, he not fucking with
you. Were just
my
flooding
shit,
his
you know?
Shit.
Yeah, but you know, he sent me a text about a specific beat. He was like, yeah, this one's the one. And then he started sending me songs. I'm like, oh, shit, we got a little something, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he made the song Duh, the one that he got on his last tape. That's when I'm like, yeah, we making some crazy shit together, you know? And
right.
ever since then, you know, it's kind of like a relationship to where we both know we make some hard shit together, you know? And we both know, you know, we started our relationship off music, so you just keep it going, you know?
Right. Yeah. And while we're speaking on Tay B, you had a song that just dropped. I don't know where it's sitting at on the charts right now, but I know it's charting right now, right?
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations on that.
I appreciate it.
For the people that don't know what I'm talking about, Tay B and Lil Baby, All 10, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so how'd that come about?
Yeah, so it was about probably like maybe a little less than a year ago. I sent him a beat pack, and it had that specific beat on there, and I'm going to give you some insight on that beat, so... That beat, the BPM, which is how fast the beat is going,
mm-hmm.
of the loop, that was a loop from my boy Gattaca. He's from the UK. And that beat started off as a 120 BPM. So that means it was kind of like a Gunna type of loop. I sped it up, put some drums on it, and I arranged it to where I would feel like Tay B could really like hit the pockets on the beat, you know? And I sent that beat in like a beat pack. But I didn't really think he was gonna get on that beat just because, you know, I had some other beats where I really thought he was gonna go crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, probably like 4 or 5 months passed, and I sent him another beat pack, and then he just texted me back and said, "Just so you know," and he sent me an audio file with him and Baby on that beat.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, "Oh shit, that's crazy."
That'd be a wild way to find out. I was
going crazy. When I tell you, I almost crashed my whip, bro. Like, I was in that bitch, like, playing the little snippet, like...
Fucking think you're reading it wrong.
Man, like, I swear to God, I'm like, ain't no fucking way. I told my sister, I told, you know, my girl, I told, you know, guys, like, the shit was crazy. But, you know, a couple months go on, I'm thinking, like, I don't even know if he's going to drop it at this point.
Yeah.
He called me one night, and he was like, "What you doing tomorrow?" Told me it was a video shoot in the city. I was like, "Shit, I gotta go." So I went by myself. Man, like T Grizzly, 42 Doug, Jack Funny,
everyone was. I saw so many videos.
Man, it was at Lil Baby, Babyface. Yeah, I can keep going on and on. It was crazy.
Hey, and if any of y'all see this,
man, but it was crazy because I was just sitting there, kind of like incognito, you know?
Because
you know, I don't really be in the city a lot. I haven't met, you know, a lot of, you know, those rappers, but I just want to be there just to see it, you know?
Yeah.
So after that happened, you know, he dropped the song, and it's just been going crazy ever since.
Did you get to network with any of those dudes while you were at the video shoot?
Yeah, so my boy Cam De Niro, he's close with Tay B. So I met him there. Like, I knew him before, but that was the first time I seen him in person. So it was like him, you know, I said what up to, you know, 42 Doug, Lil Baby, T Grizzly, just saying what up. I wasn't really trying to, you know, hey bro, get on my beat, you know,
right,
I'm a producer.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially in a setting like that where everyone's coming together, you know, I was just, you know, just saying what up to everyone. But for the most part, I was just
enjoying
chilling.
The moment.
Yeah, just enjoying the moment.
Soaking that shit in.
Yeah, once it ended, I went right the fuck home. You know, just.
Hey, that's.
Back to the lab.
Exactly.
Like you were saying, incognito, kind of just chilling back. You were just watching it. And I have to imagine that was pretty fucking dope. Just
it was.
To see all those dudes together.
On one
you know?
Of your beats.
I wasn't even
yeah,
in the video.
True,
I wasn't even in the video.
You were just watching
I was literally just in the back like, damn, this shit cool.
Yeah,
you know?
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's so dope. And I saw, I think you posted something that it just like passed 2 million views or something. Was it on YouTube?
I think it's touching, it's probably at 2 million right now.
Damn.
And it hit 1 milli the first 5 days, and it's crazy because, you know, me and Tay B got some songs out, but you know, I never hit nothing like no million, you know. So when I saw it at Times Square, when I heard it on the radio, it was just like, man, it blew my mind every single
surreal,
time.
Surreal, bro. It's a surreal moment.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. So I just, you know, you appreciate moments like that, and then you just, you just gotta tell yourself, just keep going.
I was gonna say, that's gotta motivate you to keep going harder, bro.
Facts.
Well, now, congratulations on that, because that's a dope ass placement, bro. That's sick. Keep that shit going. Keep putting on for Downriver, for real.
I got you, bro.
So, what's the schedule look like for, like, upcoming? Do you got anything that you can speak on that's coming soon, or?
Yeah, so, one thing I do want to tell y'all is, my boys, all the Wild Boys, so it's this music group out of Detroit. My boy Tona, Dez, Ty, Nate, Lil Al, Jay, man, I could go on it. Larry, all of them.
They know so who they are. They know who they are.
They all my guys from the city who I first tapped in with when I started making music.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been making some shit, like some crazy shit the last couple years. And I know they're, especially Dez, Nate, Ty, they all dropping some stuff in the future, which I got some beats on. So look out for that. Just click on it, bro. All you got to do is click on it. Cause when you click on it, I promise you, you're going to listen to a whole album. It's easy to say, you know, oh, we got some hard shit. No, we got some hard shit for
real. We got some hard shit.
We got some hard shit, bro. So tune in, for real.
Hell yeah. We can cut this if needed, but didn't you say you wanted to work on, like, your own producer album?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Should I keep this in? No, yeah, you're good. I for sure want to. I feel like it's still some of the business aspects and, you know, the shit that I need to learn to do stuff like that because, you know, talking to some of my producer friends that got tapes already, you know, it's more than just putting songs together and just releasing it. You know, you got to clear some shit. You got to, you know, make sure you got the composition right. You got to make sure you got the track list right. You got to make sure it's all mixed. You got to make sure, you know, it's a lot of shit that you got to make sure, you know, you got handled before you drop it. But I for sure want to because, like I said, the main thing that I want to do right now is just to show anyone who's listening to my music, like, it you'll remind yourself where you was when you listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like all my guys who I'm working with right now, they do a good job of, you know, really just going on my beat and, like, realizing, like, okay, we got to talk some shit and we got to really just, like, make a piece of art, not just music, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I want to work on making, like, maybe a 6 to 8 song tape with the guys, but that'll probably be in the future.
That's down the road.
Yeah.
Are you into, like, the engineering? Do you actually, like, record people, or do you know how to mix and master? Like, do you plan on getting into that at some point?
Yeah, I plan to for sure because, you know, first of all, engineering could get you into more rooms, you know. You could learn a lot more just off of learning, you know, sound design and just the technical stuff of it. I always wanted to get into it. I did, you know, like the little vanilla shit, you know, just...
You can punch them in or whatever, but you don't know how to, like, the mixing goes.
Yeah, just add a little bit of stuff, but I don't know how to do all that, you know. But I've done my fair share of, you know, engineering, but, like, I wouldn't say, like, I know how to do it because engineers will tell you, the professional ones, like, you don't really know how to do a shit. Because they know how to do so much shit that I don't know how to do, but... I for sure want to in the future.
Have you ever tried rapping?
Hell no.
No, that's why I rapped once. All right,
no, you want to know a funny ass story?
Yeah,
I feel like this played hand in hand to why I started making beats. So, rest in peace, my brother Jordan, man. My boy Jordan, Tony, Clarence, Antonio, you know, all the guys I grew up with.
That was a running back at what?
Yeah.
Bro, do you remember that dude?
Like
that dude,
I said.
Dude's a dog, bro.
Bro, he should have been at Bama.
Like, Clarence, if you're watching this, I'll pull highlights. Hey, you was a dog,
Clarence, actually, he pulled up. Clarence, I remember seeing you at Siren Fest. He pulled up for somebody that was there. That's a homie, yeah.
He's a dog, bro. And Tony's playing football right now. He's a dog. All of them dogs.
Facts.
But
Tony's doing his thing, too.
Yep.
Love Tony, bro. Tony Cook. That's my guy.
Oh, I'm not
hip.
Shout out Tony.
Yep, but we used to be in the car having little smoke sessions, and everyone would go in a circle freestyling, right? And Jordan, Tony would go back to back because they was just comfortable on freestyling, you know. I used to be in the back, high as fuck, thinking like, damn, I probably got to be in this soon. You know, I probably got to step just in. Just getting excited. I don't know. Yeah, I'm high as hell.
It's like when the dance circle's going, everyone's dancing.
You know what I mean? And I'm in this bitch like, so I'm trying to find words that rhyme together. I'm like, all right, look, after this circle goes around, the next time I'm going to come in and I'm going to surprise every one of these niggas. You know what I mean? Right when it was my turn, I said like two bars, complete silence for like 20 seconds. And all I hear is, you know, the words is cool. You just got to work on your flow. And I swear to God, I fucked up the whole session. And I swear to God, I'm like, yeah, I'm not rapping. I don't got shit to rap about.
That was it for you?
Yeah, I swear to God, that was all I needed to see. But since then, I'm like, shit, I'm not rapping. But I'll make the beat for niggas, you know?
Yeah.
So now we in sessions. If we are together, you know, doing whatever, I'll just put my beat on, you know? This is my contribution to the freestyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't ask me to say shit because I'm the nigga on the beat. That's it.
Yeah. That's funny.
You say your tag.
Yeah, literally. I'll start it off saying that, and that's it.
That's so funny. Well, no, I do want to ask, like, not only for me, but for other people that may be producers watching, just like networking with artists, you know, like what's some advice you could, some gems you could drop for some people that are trying to branch out and, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just don't be afraid to just go out and just meet people, you know, and always, you just gotta lead, you know, with your heart. Just don't lead with the wrong intention just so you could get, you know, a nigga on your beat or on your song. Because at the end of the day, like, what I learned is people will fuck with you if you just a cool nigga, you know.
Genuine.
If you just a genuine dude, and you just, you know, just be cool with niggas, you know, they'll fuck with you. If you are, they'll fuck with you. And I just say, you know, always try to, you know, fuck with the people around you too, because that's a big thing, you know. Because with me, I started off and I was you know, fucking with the Wild Boys, like the dudes I was saying. And, you know, we all got the same goal of trying to get to the next level, you know? And I feel like that's what made the shit fun, because it was just a whole ass journey, a process of making music, you know, and just getting to know each other. So one thing for sure is just, like, try to fuck with the people around you. But, you know, with the people you really want to meet, just meet them, you know? Just meet them. If you in the right place, the right time, just, you know, say what up. And just, like I said, just don't be no weird nigga. Like, like, that's all you gotta do. Just don't be a weird nigga. You'll be cool.
That's what a lot of people have said. They're just like, focus on the relationship, not the transaction.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not about the business. It's about, you know, how far can you take it as building together. And so, yeah, that's good advice for sure.
Yeah.
Top five favorite plugins or VSTs.
Favorite plugins. That's crazy. So I'd probably say right now, the ones I've been fucking with, I say Omnisphere, just because it just got so much shit. You know, you could always just open up Omnisphere and just make some hard shit. The Roland collection. I got the Roland strings, brass, piano. All that.
I haven't heard of that one.
I'll tap you in. It's just a whole collection by Archeria or something.
Okay.
I fuck with Analog Lab. I fuck with lately I've been fucking with Xenology or something.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, I just bought it like last month. It goes crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, and I say. It's not really a VST. It is a VST, but it's more about effects. Halftime.
Oh, yep. Halftime's a classic, bro.
Put some sauce on your shit.
Yeah, sure. It will. Yeah. There was something else I wanted to ask. Like, if you ever get in the funk, you said you try to cook up every day, but if you get in that, like, mental block, that creative block, how do you overcome that? What's something you like to do to, you know, get back into your bag?
Yeah, man, listen to music. Shit, play again.
Really?
Like, literally, like, because I feel like... Somebody, I saw an interview, it said, like, you get writer's block just because, you know, or beat block because you're just not inspired at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
It would be times I'll open up my laptop and I could make some shit. But yesterday, you know, I wasn't inspired. I made a beat so ass. I restarted my whole laptop, bro. And I just said, let's just take a second, let's shower, let's eat,
Do you have a demo of it?
Hell no, I swear to God, I deleted the whole shit, bro.
They had us in the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
But no, like, for real, just, you know, just do something that'll inspire you to, you know, to make a good beat. It could just be listening to music, and just it could be like watching tutorials. It could just be listening to anything, watching a movie, because it's really just about like where your mind's at the time. If your mind's so focused on making something so specific and so such and such, is just not gonna happen. Right. You just gotta let it happen to you.
That was one of the first things you told me too, because when I first got the equipment, we were texting. You're like, bro, just watch Nick Mira, bro. Just watch
Nick Mira. Yeah, bro. Just watch Nick Mira. Because I used to watch him when I first started, and that's kind of what got me like inspired, because he would literally just make shit, and then he would just like, it would never just be like a finished product right away. You know, he would make shit, and he might change the sound. He might do something. He might listen to a quick sample. Okay, he listened to a sample. Now he has like a little chord progression that he wants to do now. It's like little shit like that, you know. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Like literally just step back from the computer and just realize I'm not gonna make some shit right now. You know, it's just do some other shit and then just come back and then you'll make some hard shit.
When you're deep in your bag, how long is it taking you to cook up a beat? Man, like, what's your fastest?
When I'm
deep, have you been seeing the speed runs on like Instagram?
I'm not doing that shit, bro. Have you seen that? I swear, when every time I see that shit, bro, I'm just like, these niggas got it, bro. They got it.
It's all
like,
you.
Yeah,
speed running beats, now?
Bro.
I haven't seen it.
17 seconds.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck it. Are they good?
Like they be really they be straight up. Really solid, bro. See, with me, I can't lie. Like, I'll say myself, like, FL, I've been fucking with FL for, like, the last 5 years, but I'm still not the best at, you know, basically controlling FL. Like, there's some shortcuts I don't know. There's some shit that I have to do the long way. Man. You know what I mean? So that automatically slows it up. But, you know, when I'm really from scratch making melodies and the beat, all that, you know, a fast beat might be 20 minutes, but sometimes if I really want to make it specific, sound exactly how I want it to, you know, arrange it, all that shit, probably like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Damn.
Using a loop, how quick are you?
Oh, using a loop, probably like
10 minutes.
Well, I don't know, because when I use a loop, you got to realize that, you know, he's giving you the, you know, the instruments, he's giving you the melody, but right. Now you get to see how you want to, you know, if you want to speed it up, if you want to change the pitch, if you want to, how you want to arrange it, you want to put the strings right here, you want to leave this out, you know what I mean? So
right.
When I get a loop, I really take that into effect. So it still takes me about like 20 minutes just because, you know, I want to make sure if he's giving me, you know, the melodies and stuff like that, I can still make it my own. Cause I'm in this one Discord, you know, Cody from Internet Money.
Yeah,
I think so.
He has a Discord with a whole bunch of producers, and they'll be sending loops. You know, if there's some times where, you know, I might have beat block, I might just go on there and then just see if there's some loops I like, if I fuck with it, if I make a beat on it, and if somebody gets on it, you just gotta go back, tell whoever made it, you know, bro, we got a song together, you know, get it all situated. But now though, you know, I got my guys that you know, looks out with the loop. So I say now I'm more on the side of, you know, I want to know the dude, you know, who's sending loops, and right. You know, I want to have like at least a connection, you know, with music with the dude, just so we both know exactly what we need to make, you know. But no, it ain't nothing wrong with getting it from wherever, for real, as long as, you know, you make sure, you know, if it's not royalty free, that right. You know, bro's a part of it.
That's where a lot of people get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Are you tapped into like Kyle Beats at all? You know who that is? Have you like watched his videos? Did you see the video he just dropped?
No.
It was like he got a song with That Mexican OT, but it was, they used his sample or something, or they used his loop, and no one ever reached out to him about it. And it's like his biggest song. I can't think of the song name.
Johnny Dang.
Yeah, yeah, it is that song.
That's his biggest song. So yeah, I'm assuming you meant that. Yeah,
that was a Kyle Beats loop, and he like made this whole video about how, like, he had to do the whole process, like getting it cleared them clearing it and whatnot. And
I think that happened with X a while back, because a friend of mine that also does music used the exact same beat before it came out.
Yeah,
and like it was still like on YouTube and stuff, even though after X used it.
I just came up with this one off the top of my head. If you could sample one person's voice for the rest of your life, if you could only sample one person's voice,
man,
I don't know why I just thought of that.
I can't lie. I probably say, I damn near have to say, I mean, are we talking about, like, it could be anyone and we don't got to worry about the business aspect?
Yeah, no, yeah.
So I'm in between Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye. Ooh. Because Marvin Gaye, I got so many beats to where I use his sample and I'm like, damn, this bitch hard, bro. People also, don't talk I'm like, about, damn, bro. I'm about to get sued like a motherfucker if I actually use this.
People don't talk about bro enough.
They don't. It's I can't lie. Like, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Neo.
Neo is an eye. People forget.
He's got some hits, bro.
People forget.
People always overlook Neo just because it was Usher and Chris Brown.
Bro, but Neo went on a run from like 2000, like early 2007 to like late 2009, where him and Jason Derulo were like Michael Jackson and Prince. What is right up there?
So I'll probably say like Marvin Gaye or like Michael Jackson. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Marvin Gaye.
That's fire.
That's valid.
That's fire.
For sure.
Do you know anything about Splice and Arcade?
Yeah, shit, I'll be using Splice too. Like,
for real?
Yeah, like,
I was gonna ask how Splice is because I know about it, but I haven't tapped into it yet. I'm thinking about it, but
yes.
Also Arcade. I want to know a little bit about if you know about Arcade.
So Arcade, I just know Arcade off of the VSTs they got. Mm. But Splice.
Or wait, no, is it acapella? No, it is Arcade with all the vocals.
Yeah. You could get some demos from Arcade, or you could get some, you know, the VSTs. But Splice, I haven't been on it lately, but I use Splice. You know, they'll have, like, a lot of different shit. You know, it could be just one instrument. It could just be, like, a piano. It could be a vocal. Or it could be, like, a drum pattern. Or it could just be, like, a whole melody filled with shit, you know?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I'll you know, I'll download the loop, I'll flip it to how I want it, you know, and kind of sample the shit off of Splice. But yeah, Splice is a really good resource to have, for sure, just because it gets your creative mind, you know, going. And plus, you know, with music theory, it kind of helps you out with that too, because you got all these sounds you got access to. And, you know, when you're using it time and time again, you're kind of getting an understanding of how you want your melodies to sound, and you could kind of put that down in your own way, you know?
Right.
So Splice, it's a good resource to have.
I was going
to
say, if I am using a loop, I don't like to, because you said the drum loops. I'm not a fan of, like, doing a drum, like, start getting a drum loop.
I'm
I can't
doing
do
that
it.
Shit.
Right.
I can't lie.
Have you ever done, like, have you ever tried it, though?
So.
Like, making a melody around the, say, a drum loop that
like
you find.
Oh, started off with, I tried.
I don't know if I could do that. I don't like it.
So, I could do it, but it has to be, like, a Detroit beat.
Okay.
So, it won't even be a lot of times, but sometimes I'll start off with the BPM. I'll put the 808s, hi-hats, snares, you know, perks, open hats, all that shit down first, just so you got the rhythm, you know, the main rhythm, you know where to put the other shit around
it. So you be making your drums first?
No. Like 95% of the time, I make my melodies first.
Okay.
But sometimes I'll make the drums first just so. It's another thing about, you know, like beat block, you know?
Mm.
Sometimes you might just need to switch it up and do it from a whole different type of, you know?
I was going
to
say, because I saw a video that was going around. It was a Metro Boomin video on YouTube. It was like, try your drums first or something like that, and it started taking off. It got like millions of views or whatever.
Yeah.
And I listened to it, and I was like, I've never tried it, so I went and tried it. And I made it like an R.I.B. It wasn't nothing crazy because it was my first time trying it, but like, I just feel like making the melody after the drums is like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think I just got to learn more and like educate myself more on it. But
yeah, because with me, I think like the melody is like Steve Nash, and then the drums is like Amari Stoudemire. You know, it's like, you damn near got to start off with this and then pass that bitch off to the drum to really finish it. That's how I am.
That's a good analogy.
But you know, sometimes, you know, you just got to switch it up.
Right.
For real. And that's the fun thing about it with music. You know, it's not no rules with the shit. It's not like somebody, you know, tells you got to fucking do the melody first or you get fired. Like, you know what I mean? You can do whatever the fuck you want, so.
Yeah. Well, the next question I have is, what is your biggest weakness as a producer? Something you know you could work on or want to improve on?
Man, that's a good question, bro. It's a, because, you know, I try to get better every day because I know, you know, I got some weaknesses for sure. I'd probably say my...
Everyone does.
Yeah, my thing that I need to work on the most, I'd probably say, number one, like I said before, is just learning FL. Like, I feel like a lot of time is being wasted just because I don't know a little, you know, the little shortcuts and all that shit, but... You know, music-wise, I'd probably say just learning when to just keep it simple. You know, sometimes you just want to, you know, make all these melodies, you know, and you want to impress the producers rather than, you know, impressing or just making a good song. You know, a lot of, sometimes I'll forget, you know, these beats are going to rappers to so they could rap over them. Sometimes I'll just try to overcomplicate the beat, and then you just got to stop yourself and realize, you know, the beat don't need all that. It really doesn't, you know.
I texted you a beat one time, and I was like, dude, I feel like this is missing something. And you said, it's probably the artist's vocals.
Yeah.
I was like, that was fire. Yeah. No, it is true, because, like, the simple – that's how I personally like it, too, is, like, the simpler the better.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but
– and it's crazy because the beat with Lil Baby and Tay B, if you listen to it on the verses – all you'll hear is the little high pitch strings just literally going through the whole verse. And of course it'll have a chord, you know, chord progression just so it sounds a little different, but I ain't add nothing else into the verse because I knew they needed some space to really do talk their shit for real, you know?
Yeah.
And then I switched it up during the bridge. That's when I added, you know, the violins. I, you know, like the piano, all the other shit, but yeah, like really the main shit, like the hits nowadays, just be simple, like literally just keep it simple and just let them finish it off.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's well said. Yep. If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry of all time,
anybody,
any damn, artist,
that's crazy.
You're the producer.
Damn.
Damn, that's crazy.
Shit. All time. All right, let me break this up. Let me break this up because when I think of the music industry, especially nowadays, you got the music industry and then you got the Detroit music industry. Because Detroit's really taking over a lot of shit right now, but Detroit, I always think of Detroit as its own little lane.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'll say music industry in general, I probably have to say... Can you be dead?
Cause yeah.
Yeah.
It's Juice WRLD.
Wait, Juice WRLD was it?
Juice
WRLD. That's a good
like,
answer. But I think Dream Collab. I don't think we were supposed to do Dead or Alive. I always thought Dream Collab. We wanted them alive. I can't remember.
Okay, all right. I'll
anyway,
say
but
it.
That's fine. Juice WRLD. No, you're good.
All
Juice
WRLD. Right, Juice was perfect. Say I got another answer.
No, you can get you yeah, some
alive. Give it. Yeah, yeah.
I see another one is Future.
Oh yeah, valid
for sure.
Juice WRLD and Future sitting right there.
Facts.
Dead center.
But yeah, tape with like in Detroit, of course, you know, Tay B, just because I know we make some a lot of sweet shit together, yeah. You know. But I'd probably say the main one is probably Babyface Ray.
That's a good answer.
Ooh, yeah, all three of those are fire. Because
he knows Babyface Ray, he knows how to slow it down, but he knows how to talk his shit.
Yeah.
But he also knows, you know, he's big now, so he has to cater to the people. He knows how to turn it into...
He's
you know,
very
sounds
good at
so
that.
Unique,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I love Ray's music.
Facts, bro.
It's sick. Five dinner guests, dead or alive. Could be anyone. Doesn't have to be artists.
Dinner guests?
Yeah. First
man.
Of all, what you eating?
Man, all right. I can't lie. So I'm a little picky. So it ain't no vegetables going on my shit.
Hey.
Fuck that.
It's whatever you want.
Look, a steak with mashed potatoes, mac and cheese with some yams on there. You could add some corn if you want to. I don't
if
need
want.
It, but if you want to add
we
a little
gotta
bit,
stop doing
this is your
you
dinner,
know what
bro.
I mean?
We gotta stop talking about this
no,
after I smoke because I get way too hungry.
And then after, you can fuck with like a brownie ice cream.
Okay.
Like that,
okay.
Some shit like that.
No one's gave us a dessert yet.
No, yeah, yeah that's valid.
But you
that
need,
was a dessert.
You need a Coke with it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit is unhealthy. Eat vegetables and drink water.
Who's at the table, though?
Man, I'd probably say, damn, this shit is hard. I'd probably say... I probably say Neo, cause like I said, Neo is like he's goated to me, you know. Mm-hmm.
There was another name that we left off when we were talking about Neo, and I was gonna say Nelly.
Nelly
had a run too,
yeah.
Bro.
Nelly was hard.
Nelly was
Nelly's still hard.
I'd probably say Neo. I'd probably say Elon Musk because that motherfucker rich as hell. I'd probably say, you said dead or alive, right?
Yeah, anybody.
Michael Jackson. I'd probably say maybe make this shit funny as hell. Add Donald Trump to that motherfucker, you know?
Okay.
And then
I thought he was going to say like an actual comedian.
I thought he was going to say Chappelle. That's what I thought mine.
I'd probably say, no, take Donald Trump off. I'd probably say I add maybe like Kevin Hart.
Valid.
And then last one, I'd probably say somebody like my favorite actor. I'd probably say, who's the one nigga off the Goodfellas?
Marlon Brando?
Is that No,
that's Godfather.
No, the one dude, he was in the Goodfellas and the Godfather.
Joe Pesci?
No, like, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Pull up a picture of him real quick.
I don't even know his name. I forgot his name, bro.
Robert De Niro.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
There you go. I was trying to think. Him? Yeah. Yep.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, that's one of the goats.
I think that's a good table for
real. That's a solid table. That's one of the better tables we've heard for sure.
Thanks, bro.
Go through it one more time.
We had Michael Jackson. Robert De Niro.
Neo, Elon.
And then Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart
is just to take the tents off. You know, take
the table.
Facts.
I also think Kevin and Neo are friends. So, like, that could be, like, they'll just be chatting. There you go, bro. That's a little connection already.
There you go.
Who are your personal favorite top five artists of all time? Doesn't have to be just hip-hop.
I'm going to keep saying Neo. Neo, Michael Jackson, I would say Young Thug. I would say, cause I kind of related to, you know, it could be your best times, it could be your worst times, you know, and niggas that got you through them times, you know what I mean? I'd probably say Kanye West. And I'd probably say a last one would be somebody like, I'll give it to Future.
I was about to say, because I remember you saying him earlier. I was hoping you didn't forget, bro.
I'll say
Future's in my top five.
For sure.
I love Future.
Yup.
I'm going to come up with this one off the top of the head.
Go ahead.
Start, bench, cut. Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole.
Damn. Okay. I have to
That's
start.
A banger of a question.
I'm starring Drake.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm starring Drake. To. And, man, I can't lie. I got to kill J. Cole.
Damn.
And I gotta because it's not even based off talent, it's just of what I listen to. You know, Drake got so much, like, ever since Take Care, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like 11 years old, like, he's been having hits that, you know, that I listened to over the years to where I can't put him nowhere else.
Yeah.
And Kendrick, you know, him and J. Cole like a toss up, but I'll say I listen to Kendrick a little bit more, so I probably say Kendrick.
Pac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Man.
I mean, it's not easy to kill. Like,
Pac, I'm starting.
Come on, bro.
They're both dead. They're already.
It's start, bench, cut.
They're not fuck, marry, kill.
I'll probably say I'm starting Pac, I'm benching Biggie, and I'm killing Jay-Z.
Damn.
Jay-Z. Hey,
I don't disagree.
Jay-Z, I got so much respect for him. You know what I mean? But I feel like, to be honest with you, he's a little overrated to me.
I think so?
Yeah. But
I can
see
what you're saying.
That's me.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's just me.
I get it.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah. Like, he deserved everything that, you know, he got.
Oh, he worried.
You know what I mean?
If you're talking mine.
Yeah.
This, like, there might not be anybody close to Jay-Z.
Facts.
Jay-Z was in my top five till about 2016, 2017.
Oh, I swear you put him in your top five on your episode.
I probably did.
I think you did.
Like, I got Kanye over Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Valid.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got Eminem over Jay-Z.
Especially just because the producer side. I got Lil Wayne as the best rapper of all time. Greatest rapper of all time.
It's crazy because my boy Antonio, he's the biggest Lil Wayne fan. And I never really, I listened to a hit, you know, Lil Wayne song. But I never went through a Carter's.
The whole catalog.
Yeah, but now that I'm, you know, really into music now, I'll go back and listen to some shit. And like, yeah, Lil Wayne, he kind of set the playing field for the rappers today, you know?
I saw the craziest thing on Wayne. He was doing an interview with some girl, and the girl was asking him because she knew he was had like a studio session the night before. She was like, so when you leave with your 10 songs, whatever, however many you did, and he kind of looked at her, and she's like, 20 songs. And he's like, No, he was saying 10, 20 songs in the vault, and he looked at her like, you're crazy. And then he's like, let me just say this. I was at the studio last night for 4 hours. When I left and they sent me the files, I had 73 files.
Shit is crazy, bro.
Wayne is one of them dudes, bro. Yeah, that's some bro. Kobe Bryant type
73 songs in 4 hours is crazy. Yeah,
that's wild.
Some people just got that talent, like him and like Juice WRLD. They could really go off of one little fucking, you know, one little take.
Yeah.
And have a hit.
There's only a couple guys that can do that. I think Eminem's in that.
I don't know if you're into like the like reaction stuff on YouTube, like just certain people reacting to like whatever.
I just got into it.
I just noticed, or I just found some dude. You know who Plaque Boy Max is?
Yeah.
So I've known who that is for a while, but have you seen the video of the dude with Save AJ?
Yeah, the nigga else for something. Bro, that nigga's tough, bro.
Bro.
He's tough.
So that dude that was on, he was on a...
Insane, dude.
And it's not even like he's like just freestyle. Like he's eating the beat up for real. Like
that's 20 beats versus auto-tune? One person?
Yeah.
Chubbier dude?
Yeah, with Dre.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Bro, yeah, he was crazy. Tough. He was on like sketches stream too, I think. Probably. Like freestyling. Like just doing a bunch of different
shit. Nah, that dude's nuts, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know who Harry Mack is?
Harry, that sounds familiar.
Hey, the dude tough. That was doing like the Omegle freestyles or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, this dude can rap. Bro,
he's the best freestyler of all time, in my opinion.
Man. Shit is crazy, bro. Niggas actually freestyle like that.
I can't believe you say that when guys like Eminem and Juice WRLD have walked on this earth.
Bro, there's nothing like Harry Mack, bro.
How many plaques does bro have?
Plaques can't determine who's better at freestyling.
I can't lie.
You can't get a plaque off of freestyle.
But there are guys that have plaques off freestyles.
All right, you get what I'm saying, bro.
No, but yeah, but like
I'm saying, I'm just raw talent.
I get you.
I can't lie. I think AJ got it, bro.
You think AJ the greatest freestyler of all time?
The way I wouldn't say of all time, but I'd probably say it's just like when I listened to his freestyle, he wasn't doing shit wrong. Like. At all. He wasn't stuttering. He wasn't like...
Bro, he went on like a yeet beat for a minute, and then it went to like some super soft beat, and his whole tone of voice just like completely changes and just fits that beat. It was
one
crazy.
Of dudes. He's talented, one of them bro. Dudes that got it.
It's wild.
He's talented, man.
If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, start to finish, one album on repeat.
Damn.
Nothing else. What album would that be?
Man, I suck at these because I always got to give you two answers. Michael Jackson, Thriller. Because it just got so many timeless, like, hits, you know? I'd probably say, should we going back to my nigga Neo, man? Neo,
I knew that was coming.
You're the Gentleman, bro. Like, all hits, bro. I swear to God. Shit is crazy.
That's fire.
Like, when I was a kid, like I said, like, music takes me back to a specific, you know, place. Mm-hmm. And man, I remember my dad, it was before, you know, people would have auxes in cars.
Yeah.
Like, he had, like, the CD.
The cassette tape.
Yeah, and my dad wouldn't really get too many CDs, so we played the Neo shit in the car when I was a kid, like, probably, like, every day for, like, 2 months straight. I know every song. I know most of the lyrics to all the songs.
Singing your heart out.
Like, dead ass, bro, I swear to God.
On the way to Skateland, singing.
Yeah, swear to God, bro.
If you had a gun to your head and you could only sing, or you had to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be?
If it's not the ABCs, bro, I'm dead, bro. Cause I don't give a fuck if I know it to a T, bro. It's always something where I fuck up and I'll kill my damn self.
I was gonna say, could you do all 10?
Man, it might be up there. I can't lie, but I don't even think I could do that. I'd probably say the ABCs for real. And that's it. Dead ass.
Last week's episode said happy birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Classic. Well, my final question for you. 10 years from now, if everything's going as planned, what do you want to be doing? Where do you see yourself? And if there's any other ventures outside of music that you want to like get into, what is that?
I mean, I think of, you know, in the future, you know, I got my family with me. You know, they all straight. We all, you know, exploring, living life, you know. So I just think of myself really just, you know, just being just, you know, a better person for real. Just, you know, of course I want to, you know, be successful with the music. You know, of course, you know, I got some other things I could bounce off of that, you know, whether it's, you know, it could be clothing, it could be, you know, podcasts, it could be whatever. But, you know, the main thing I look for in the future to say I'm successful is if I, you know, I have a good peace of mind. I got my family with me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I could look back when I was 23 And I could be like, shit, you know, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
You know, as it's all it is, because, you know, the money gonna come. You know, all the accolades gonna come with whatever you do if you keep your mind to it. But none of this shit gonna matter if you don't got your own little peace of mind, you know?
Right.
And yeah. I feel like that's why now that I've been focusing on, you know, keeping my loved ones with me, you know what I mean? Just keeping, you know, the people who got my best interest, you know, next to me. I feel like, you know, life just been peaceful, and that's all I can ask for, man.
Yeah,
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Well, no, like I said, I do want to thank you for coming on, bro.
Hey, amazing.
I appreciate you, bro. Yeah,
this was a great episode. No,
this
is one of my favorite episodes we've done. I'm not gonna lie.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Keep working, bro.
Yes, sir.
Proud to see what you can keep doing. I mean, or proud of you for what you've been doing, but I'm saying just keep working in the future. I can't wait to see what you're doing, bro.
For real, bro.
You're on some big things, bro. This shit's just the start for you, too, bro.
Yeah,
so
man.
Sir, I appreciate you.
Thank you for coming on,
bro. Yes, sir.
All of his links will be in the description.
Below.
Go stream all 10 out now, music video.
Yeah.
Tap in with him for the beats. I mean, man, it's a great episode.
It was a good episode.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, with that being said, like, comment, subscribe. And
see you guys.
Yeah, next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
Peace out.
We will.